We've got two readings today. The first one is taken from Isaiah chapter 40, and you can find this on page 723 in your Bibles. Isaiah chapter 40, 1 to 11. 723. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our Lord, of God, stands forever. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. And now can you turn to page 1002, St. Mark's Gospel, first chapter. 1002, St. Mark. The beginning of the Gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt round his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me will come one more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Ralph. Now, two readings. You'll be pleased to know there's only one talk. For those of you who don't know me, my name's David. For those of you who do know me, my name's David. We're probably all used to getting messages from different people, aren't we? Some of the messages we receive will be words where somebody actually speaks to us. Other message will come through text, WhatsApp, phone call. Others will come through letters, emails, or maybe some other form of communication. The important thing about a message is deciding, well, what do you do with it? What do you do about it? Now, today I've got five messages, so I could do with five volunteers, please, basically to come and read them. So can I have five volunteers? It's nothing difficult to read. I wouldn't do that to you. So my first, I've got one, two, three. I've got one, two, three, four, and one more. One more. Four. Right, now I've got my five volunteers. Our job as a congregation, as a church family, is deciding what we are going to do about these messages, if anything. Right, here's our first message. A postcard.
Dear Sue and David, we've had a great time here in Menorca. It's still very beautiful here in this part of the island. Our villa is splendid and the weather is excellent. Look forward to seeing you soon. Love from Jill and Robin.
Thank you. Now, do we need to do anything about that message? No. Yeah. Apart from feel very envious that someone is having something on that.
The card when they get back.
Well, you might. But immediate action, we don't need to do anything. That is purely sharing news. So, perhaps there might be another message on its way. Who knows? This is a thing, you can get messages from just about anywhere. Or can you? Oh, excuse me, I need to answer this. Hello. Sorry, be with you in a moment. Yep. Cheers. Thanks, Dad. Right. That was my father. I've written down what he said, so that if you could...
Oh, good, it's in big print.
It is in big print.
As you are hill walking, I thought you ought to know that I have just looked at the weather forecast, and there is a very heavy snowstorm heading your way in the next hour. Love, Dad.
Now, do we need to do anything about that message? Yes, I think we probably do, don't we? If we were hill walking, when Simon, I'm sure, will back me up on this, if you're hill walking and you get a message saying that there is a big snow shower on your way, you want to get off that hill pretty quickly. Otherwise, I mean, what could happen to you? Well, among other things, you could get very cold, possibly even hypothermia. Right, let's have our third message. Oh, it's some kind of note card.
Dear David and Sue, thank you both so much for a lovely evening. The meal was delicious, and you are just the best company. Love from Posh and Bex.
Now, apart from possibly changing our social circle, do we need to do anything about that particular message? And again, no, we don't. It's a thank you. I don't doubt we'll speak to them at some stage and say how nice it was of them to respond, but it doesn't really need anything being done. So, it's just about saying thank you. I wonder... again, excuse me. A text. Right. Perhaps you could read that.
Emma has been taken to hospital having broken her leg in PE. Please contact Summerfield School Reception urgently.
Now, do we need to do anything about that text?
Yes.
Yes, I think we probably do. I mean, it doesn't say who Emma is. I know who Emma is. What would happen if I did nothing about it? Well, for a start, Emma would probably never speak to me again. It would seriously damage my relationship with her. We need to phone the school immediately, and if nothing else, find out which hospital she's been taken to. Now let's have our fifth, and you'll be pleased to know, final message.
Repent. After me will come one who is more powerful than I, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
Thank you. Now, John gave this message to prepare the people of Israel to meet Jesus, the Messiah. He basically told them that they were living the wrong way by rebelling against God, and that they needed to change direction and live the right way, which is basically what the word repent means. Now, many people listened to John's message and they acted on it. They confessed their sins, they were baptized in the River Jordan as a sign of their change of heart. They were now ready to meet Jesus when he began his ministry. So, do you and I need to do anything about John's message? Hurrah, I'm getting a yes. Yes, we do. We do. This is not just a message that was given to the Israelites 2,000 or so years ago. We do need to do something about John's message. It's a message that needs action. If we are going to meet Jesus, live the life that he wants us to have, then we need to turn away from living a life that ignores God so that we can meet Jesus. We too need to change direction. Will we choose to act upon this important message, or will we ignore it? Equally importantly, this is a message that needs to be shared. Shared with our families, our friends, our neighbours, those with whom we come into contact. And don't worry if you think you're just not clever enough, not good enough with words, not brave enough to pass on this message. John described himself as being unworthy to sort out Jesus' footwear. Now, what do unwashed feet do? They smell, don't they? And not in a good way. In Jesus' time, there were no nice, clean pavements to walk on. The roads were dusty, they were dirty, and used by everybody, including animals. Chances are that not only would your shoes be dirty, dusty, they'd probably have dung on them. So if John, who thought he was not good enough to do even a filthy job like that, could be used by God to prepare people for the arrival of Jesus, so can we. Will we choose to act upon this message, or will we ignore it?